The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. So, give God your greatest gift. Got it? All right. So, what is the greatest gift? Money. Shall we talk about money? Stop squirming. Don't worry. This isn't an appeal for money. It is an appeal to think about money and generosity and faith and our relationship with God. You know, oftentimes we compartmentalize our lives. You know, there is our religious life, spiritual life, and then there's real life. And real life, secular world, that's where money dwells. Right? Never the two shall meet. Money, after all, is the root of all evil. It's unholy. It has nothing to do with the spiritual life. Something which we need to keep God out of. Except, of course, when we're praying for more of it. Cannot serve both God and mammon. There it is. Jesus said so. Well, that's not what the gospel story is about. The widow's story, the widow and Jesus, they both know that money can be a very, very powerful symbol of our relationship with God. Can be an expression of faith, an expression of worship, of trust, of thanks. It's an expression of our dependence on God, a recognition that all that we have is from God. This story bursts the bubble that there is my money and God's money. Everything's from God. Everything belongs to God. Without God, none of us would have the proverbial pot. You know, but we don't think and act that way often, do we? Jesus is watching the treasury, the temple treasury, people coming by offering sacrifice. And she comes by and deposits two lepta. Literally, it means two skinny ones, two thin ones. It's translated as two small coins worth a few cents. that is her sacrifice. And Jesus goes on to add, her whole livelihood, all that she has, she offers as sacrifice. You know, for us modern folks, sacrifice, that's a bad word. For us, sacrifice is something painful, something to be kept as small as possible, something to be feared and avoided at all cost. But for the ancients, for Jesus and the widow, sacrifice is something joyful, liberating, something to be made as grand as possible. And that's the difference. Generosity is not something that happens at the bottom of the budget line. You know, after going to movies, dinners, night on the town, vacations, it's something of substance, giving back to God, sacrificial giving, sacrifice, is something to be done with joy. Out of, not the surplus, but out of the substance, biblical terms, that tithe, that first tenth. It's not done out of a sense of duty, obligation, or fear. Something done with excitement, something to express trust, to express faith, to express dependence. Sacrificial giving, giving back to God, is thanksgiving for life. It is a profession of faith.